Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Big Show has the crew covered. Now we check in with our national baseball insider, Seth Everett, sponsored by Exec Park Airport Valet Parking. Locally owned, treating you like an executive for 40 years. Get in, get on, get going at Mitchell Field with Exec Park.
Seth Everett talks baseball on the Wendy's Big Show, usually Mondays, but now that it's football season, he is so amenable to come on Tuesdays by Exec Park and talk Brewers baseball with us and baseball around the league. Seth, right now, this is as close to the playoffs as I've been able to taste the Milwaukee Brewers. They are in the middle of just a huge run. They've won 9 of 10. They're on fire right now. Is there any reason to believe that they cannot win the National League Central? Geez. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer started this thing out He's no longer thinking about the wild card. It's division.
Why are we embarrassing ourselves like this?
It's division or bust.
And it's September 17th. Why are we doing can? Why don't we do, let's see what they actually do.
It's boring.
Predictions are for April and May.
Oh, stop. Hey, you got to be happy, though. Yelich got hurt. So now you don't have to worry about the MVP conversation anymore.
I'm happy about it. I don't want to see that.
Well, now we can't have our MVP conversation anymore.
Did you see my Twitter? I loved what Christian Yelich did on social media.
What? What did you love?
Oh, there was an ESPN alert with a clickbait headline.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that Yelich was having a pity party. He's not having a pity party. He's a man.
He's grown up.
He got hurt.
Man.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
And he called out ESPN for doing clickbait. I love that. I thought that was cool as heck. Good for Christian Yelich. He doesn't worry about them being a broadcast partner. He's showing you his personality, which I love.
He says, we're resorting to out-of-context quotes for clicks these days, huh? And then goes right at him and ats the four-letter network. That's what you got to love about the guy.
For them. I love that. I love that. I couldn't have retweeted that faster.
Mm. Seth, you've seen teams, though, have to respond to injuries like that. How have you seen this Brewers team respond?
Well, but they're stepping up, but I just want to make sure we're all in agreement. They've done nothing yet.
No,
absolutely not.
Nothing. If the season ends today, they're not in the playoffs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So for the 9 out of 10 and all the things that they've done well, they can't take their foot off the gas once. And you have to assume that the Cubs are going to win out and the Cardinals are going to win out. They won't, and that's where your window of opportunity is going to come from. But they have won zilch. And the best thing about this Brewer team was they lit their fire when everybody gave up on them. And I thought that was smart, and I thought that shows intestinal fortitude. It shows character. And, yeah, they're rallying around Yelich. Good. They should. You know, a baseball player doesn't have the same impact that a basketball player does. You know, God forbid, I won't use Giannis as this example because I'm not hurting it. Okay, but when Kawhi Leonard gets hurt, that's a good enough reference, okay, that changes the entire dynamic of a game. When Durant got hurt, it changed the entire, manifestation of their team.
Mm-hmm.
When Christian Yelich gets hurt, it's a big run producer, and he's an MVP-type player, but what they've done is they've pitched better. And they played much better defense. They have been they're in a pennant race. And we've been screaming about it for months that said all you want to do is feel the electricity. And I don't know about you guys, except for the games in Miami, every game has felt electric.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. The lineup is out today for the Brewers, and we were talking about it a little bit earlier. And Council going to Woodruff, who gets the start tonight, coming back off of IL. That's a positive, obviously, for the Brewers. But he is batting Kane 7th, Woodruff 8th, and Spangenberg playing shortstop, batting him 9th. Do you like this experiment, batting the pitcher 8th here with 2 weeks to go in the season?
I have always said that batting the pitcher 8th is, it's grasping at straws. If that helps, okay. You know, what it can do is it can shorten a rally, and then it can extend the top half of the order. It'll mean that when the lineup flips around, there's a chance there's a runner on base. They're not a station-to-station team, so I don't see this having a massive impact. If they get the key hits at the key time, they're going to be fine. And what I have noticed now is the hitting has been more timely. It's not that they're hitting the cover off the ball. Like, they're not launching home run after home run.
No.
They're just getting the hits when you need them. And that's been very encouraging because that will help them in the postseason.
Hey, listen.
If there's a postseason.
Yeah, if there is. Woodruff back tonight. What do you expect from Woodruff tonight, Seth?
Same thing I said about every starter, just twice through the order.
Just twice? So what, about four innings?
Twice. If that's four, if that's five, that's fine. You know, if he pitches real well, it's five. If he's, you know, if he gives up a couple of hits, it's four. That's fine. Twice through the order and go to the pen. That's been the formula that's worked. And, you know, it's very funny because the older fan, you know, anytime I see this on social media, like somebody says, oh, I cannot believe that. Why did they take this guy out? Like, everything is all scripted. It's all planned. Like, everything is by design. Nothing is by gut feeling anymore. So that's what it's going to be. You know, what I'm hoping for is that he can get, you know, it's like always, try to get a lead early. You know, try to manifest protecting a lead because coming back is harder, you know. But you're going against a team that's inferior to you. So take advantage. But you can't say, well, you know, they've won, what, six in a row? So six in a row. If they lose tonight, there's no reward for the six in a row.
Right, no reward.
Like, you just have to keep winning, and that's the beauty of a pennant race. It's the best thing that baseball has going for it, is pennant races and the postseason.
Okay, but
And this idea that you're on the cusp, and the Cubs winning has really been like a dagger.
Yeah, but they're losing guys left and right. Rizzo, Baez.
So are you.
Yeah, I understand, but it makes it a little bit more level playing field for the Brewers as they continue to lose guys. So that's how I look at it from a Brewer fan perspective.
Tell them how you're scared of the Dodgers, Steve.
Yeah, they're not going to beat the Dodgers in a series. I think Seth would agree with that. But
Seth would agree with that.
Just get there.
Yeah.
Seth, do you agree they're going to lose to the Dodgers?
No. I think in a five, because they'd play them in a five-game series.
Yeah. If they were the wild card, yeah.
Best team doesn't always win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go,
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Best team wins more than they do in other sports, in baseball,
no,
in that
no,
type
in
of
a
series.
A seven-game series, I think there's a lot less of a chance.
Correct.
I would say it's like so a 35 to 40% chance you win again in a five-game series, probably a 20 to 25% chance in a seven-game series.
Yeah, because you only see their ace once, maybe twice.
Well, you don't have to win as many to win the series. That's why he says it's...
And you have to use your pitcher. You have to use everybody to win the wild card game, so you're... Your bullpen is not 100% going into game one.
I don't.
It's a great system because of that. It rewards the division winners.
I don't know what you think of the word momentum.
You go ahead.
But we've had this conversation over the years, Tim Allen, and myself.
Cliche,
that Braun grand slam there in the ninth to win that series 2 out of 3 and to really kind of push you forward into the easy part of your schedule, I guess you could say, the rest of the way. Do you believe in momentum, or are you one of those that say, well, momentum takes you as far as the next day's starting pitcher?
It's the cliche, but no, what I thought was cool about Braun is he wore Yelich's jersey underneath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen, but the Mets can't wear a 9/11 tribute. Okay. but the idea that they're trying to channel him and trying to rally around him, I think, is really applaudable. I like what they're doing. And again, you know, when it's not a marathon anymore, you have to start looking at every player differently because your expectations are no longer, I need a guy to play 120 games. There are no rests now. This is a sprint, not a marathon. And from a baseball player perspective, that's better because it's easier to go to the ballpark that way.
Seth, at this exact moment, who is your winner of the AL as we are so focused on the National League?
The American League, probably the Astros. I mean, and the five-game series can be the great equalizer. I think the Twins have a vulnerability. I think the Astros have a vulnerability, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their bullpen, but their starting pitching is clearly dominant over anybody in the league. I think the Twins have been hit by a couple of injuries. So right now, I'd probably have to say Houston. you know, the wild card is very funny because the wild card in the American League is not as compelling as the National League. The National League, you have these, like, stalwart franchises, you know, the Brewers, the Cubs, the Cardinals. Like, they're all fighting for the wild card, whereas in the American League, it's Tampa and Oakland. Which ugly stadium wins, you know? So it's a weird time, and it's a weird thing. But, you know, a lot of people are disrespecting the Twins. You know, the thing with the Yankees, I just don't love their pitching. I just don't know. You know, a team that mashes in the regular season, I don't know how that translates to the postseason. And vulnerability, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their bullpen. But their starting pitching is clearly dominant over anybody in the league. I think the Twins have been hit by a couple of injuries. So right now, I'd probably have to say Houston. You know, the wild card is very funny because the wild card in the American League is not as compelling as the National League. The National League, you have these, like, stalwart franchises, you know, the Brewers, the Cubs, the Cardinals. Like, they're all fighting for the wild card, whereas in the American League, it's Tampa and Oakland. Which ugly stadium wins, you know? So it's a weird time, and it's a weird thing. But, you know, a lot of people are disrespecting the Twins. You know, the thing with the Yankees, I just don't love their pitching. I just don't know. You know, a team that mashes in the regular season, I don't know how that translates to the postseason. And I think that's Minnesota and the Yankees.
Seth, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week on Tuesday.
I like Seth.
You got it, guys.
We'll be in the middle of a pennant race still then. Seth Everett joins us, brought to you by Exec Park on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.